Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my partner, my co-host with me, Neto Man.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Neto Man in the building, Smith Express. We about to get it in, struck.
Yo, what's crackin'? Today's the big day. The election's right around the corner. Got my big partner, Cam, you know what I'm saying? One of the most educated peoples to even speak on this subject, such a sensitive subject right about now at this very moment. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me, Ken. What's popping?
What's going on?
What's cracking, man? You see, you know what I'm saying, as today, you know what I'm saying, it's another day getting closer to the election. You know what I'm saying? What's some of your takes on it?
My takes on the elections, man. Honestly, I think we got two pretty basic candidates who aren't that qualified with current things that are going on in the U.S. But other than that, it's pretty much the same as the last election, just choosing who's the better of the two evil people.
Damn. So, like, you know what I'm saying? In your opinion, who you got?
Who do I think is going to win? I can't even speak on that. All of the polls have been going back and forth as to who they think is going to win and who they predict. So
let's start with the Republicans and Trump. Like, what's the pros and cons of having Trump or even a Republican in office right now?
Well, with Trump, I'd say if you're into the Second Amendment, you know, if you're pro-gun, he's definitely the perfect candidate for you. If you're pro-life, you know, you're against abortion, he's the perfect candidate. Despite whatever religion you follow, he's there to protect religion. So I think that that's definitely a strong point he has too.
That's what. So what are some of his downfalls?
Trump just doesn't need to. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut, and when he says certain things, you know, it may come off as the wrong thing because he's quite plainly just a very blunt person.
I knew that was going to be your answer, too. I knew what I was saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But with Trump, I mean, from what I've seen, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, when this pandemic, I think he mishandled the pandemic crazy. Like, it's other ways he could have handled it. And I understand nobody's perfect, you feel me?
I would agree with you, too.
And you know what I'm saying? I don't like how he treated Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? I think that could be handled a little bit better.
That was foul. Shout out to my Puerto Ricans brothers and sisters, too.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But then yet you got Puerto Ricans that'll go crazy for Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, all right, damn. You feel me? But I mean, the 1,200, you know what I'm saying, was decent. But, you know what I'm saying, it was only one time. And I understand he doesn't have complete control over it. But it was something that I think he could at least gave up something more than, you know what I'm saying, to secure the people. Like, you know what I'm saying, to trust him more.
That's true. I fully agree with you. A lot of European countries handled it a lot better than we did, and they have way less cases than us.
Yeah, for real.
Well, you got to think of it this way, and I don't mean to cut you off. I mean, granted, yeah, it was only one check for that $1,200, but he was also giving $1,200 every 2 weeks to a lot of people who were out of work that could have went back to work but decided not to because they wanted to collect that money. And you got to get it. Some of these people probably sitting at home making the most money that they ever made in their entire life in a two-week check. And also, you got this. You got people that mishandle money. You got people that are on, like, Section 8 and getting help and assistance that are just collecting good money, good hard-earned money that other people paying for because you're sitting at home collecting an unemployment check, but you out here spending on crab legs and ridiculous shit and the fucking boat rides and shit like that. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Like, to each his own, what people do with their money, but
yeah.
It's crazy how people that risk their lives during this pandemic is making way less than those that's sitting at home.
And shout out to the essential workers, too. I, too, am one. Medical field, stand up.
Real shit. Me, too. You know what I'm saying? Well, of course, you know what I'm saying? I am.
Oh,
too.
You was one of them frontline workers too, boy.
Well, shit. I you know what I'm saying? My whole OnlyFans. No, just playing.
Honestly, I couldn't do honestly, I couldn't do what you do at that time.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I would punch an old man in the throat, boy.
Boy, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to each his own, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what it do to make the bills come. You know what I'm saying? To pay the bills off and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely hectic, though. It was real hectic. Especially, like, I still don't understand why people went crazy for tissue.
Yeah, I don't know how wiping your butt is going to save you from a pandemic. But
right, you had to ask before the pandemic. What, you didn't wipe it then?
I swear to God. People was going crazy. And what was so crazy was that people was buying it just to resell it at a higher price.
Yep.
And it's like, so it was like damn near $5 or $10 a roll type shit.
Yeah, they did that on Amazon, too.
Yeah, that they went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So look, let me ask you this: in your opinion, who was the better president, Trump or Bush?
Trump or Bush? Ooh, that right there is a tough question. I gotta go with Bush.
I mean, but even with the whole recession and the way he handled 9/11 and how the anthrax and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was still bad. I would say Bush did, you know, create a lot of jobs. He took the opportunity with 9/11. He's like, all right, we just had a bunch of people die. Let's ship it. Let's everybody just go into the Army of the Marines and go off to war. And not only that, but obviously other jobs that would like support the military or just more government jobs in general. He did create a lot of jobs, and I wouldn't say he handled the anthrax particularly well, but he sort of did.
That's what's so right. You know what? Because hey, if we would have had Trump during 9/11, shit would have been fucked up.
Shit would have been over.
Real shit. Like if Trump was in that 9/11 era, I think it definitely would have got crazy. You don't think so?
Yeah, he didn't. Even though he didn't handle the coronavirus that well, I feel he could have definitely inspired a lot of people after 9/11. You know, everybody joining the military or, you know, getting more jobs in general. I feel he would have been like had a great rallying call, but in general, I don't think he would have handled that well.
No. And that's something to think about, G. Because if Trump would have been 9/11, it would have been so hectic. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, and I'm not saying it's a Trump thing. Racism always been there since day one, but it seemed like it's more. And it's like I don't think he knows how big of racism is drawn out now, and separation and divided this country has become. You know, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it was his plan. I don't think he had that plan to divide us even more. But it just so happened that if this would have happened during a 9/11 situation, I think we would have definitely been in a recession and everything else a lot sooner.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? But so, even on some Democratic type thing, what do you think is the pros and cons of having Biden as president?
Biden definitely has some great plans with getting more money into Americans' pockets, like with raising taxes and whatnot. Biden himself, I mean, he wants to, one of his main talking points was helping to combat racism. And, you know, Biden has definitely been in politics a lot longer than most candidates who have ever run for president. So I think he's definitely wise there. He's wise when it comes to listening to scientists, unlike Trump. And I think he, you know, he does have a lot of good things to offer.
That's what's up. And then so, like, how do you feel with Biden and Obama if they would switch places? If Biden was there before Trump and if Obama would have came after Trump, do you think it would have been a big difference? Because, Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if Obama would have came after Trump, I think it would have been harder for him to fix something more so coming before Trump.
Definitely, because now let's say Biden becomes the next president, right? Or Obama, they'd have to deal with everything that he, you know, messed up. So when it comes to things like immigration, when it comes to things like how he handled the pandemic, all of that would fall under their hands and make their presidency, you know, extremely stressful.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, but like from the Clinton era, like even if you go towards like the 90s era, to me, I think what, you know what I'm saying, like it wasn't as harsh as it is now.
That's true.
Life wasn't even as hard. You know what I'm saying? Back then, you had to fold bags of chips for $1.
You know what I'm saying?
Lunchables were $1.
I swear to God.
I be balling with a $5 bill.
Man.
Get them grandma cookies for $1.
I swear to God. Hey, you remember the penny candy?
Oh, yeah. Now the penny candies is $4 for $1.
I swear to God. And the $4 for $1 is $4 for $1. No, just laugh.
No. Sound like some Seinfeld shit.
Yeah, but no. But I mean, but that's pretty much it though. Like, how do you feel the way this country is going in a few, like towards the future? Do you think we're in good hands or no?
I think we're in fairly bad hands right now, just because of what you mentioned earlier. This great divide, whether America likes it or not, the next 4 years are pretty much going to dictate the future of this country. So we're either going to be more divided and maybe fall into a civil war, or some of the things that are more apparent now, like racism, for example, are just going to get worse. So it looks like we're in rough hands right now, but we just got to hope that, you know, if Trump gets reelected or if Biden gets elected, that their teams can help fix some of these issues.
Yeah, because, like, you know what I'm saying, I also seen someone quoted that no matter who's win, it's still going to be bad. Like, if Trump wins, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, people going to be rallying. And if Trump don't win, them Trump supporters, they going to be rallying. Because, you know what I'm saying, them Trump supporters is real. They deep as fuck.
Oh, they out here, trust me. They out here. What they call them, Glory Boys or Pride Boys or something like that? Proud Boys?
Wait, what they call themselves?
Proud Boys, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's a code word for KKK, or it's like an offshoot or something like that. Like how you got the Vice Lords, but you got the Solid Fours under them. It's an offshoot of the KKK.
Oh, damn, I didn't even know that. That shit crazy. That shit wild, man. And like, even, like, when you think about it, like, even in the early 2000s, and you think, even try to think ahead, you'd have never thought that we'd be where we're at today. Like, especially how we gotta, like, it's mandatory, we gotta wear a mask or air, you know what I'm saying? We can't even breathe the same air as the next man type thing, pretty much.
That's true.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, I'm, like, what all do you got going on, though? Like, is there anything you're doing out there, anything in the community or raising awareness that you like to put people to know? Or?
Well, I mean, as much as maybe me and the CDC don't see eye to eye, I think that washing your hands is very important, putting on a mask. I mean, other places like India were already doing this. So, you know, when somebody would get sick, out of respect, they'd wear a mask. But, just follow CDC guidelines and we can hope for the best, because you have countries like New Zealand who don't have any active cases and they followed CDC guidelines. So,
damn, that's crazy.
Shout out New Zealand.
They definitely on the list of countries that tune into my show.
Smith Express, number one show in the world, number one show in your girl.
I swear to God, real shit. Man, G, it's definitely an honor, though, man, to have you on my show. Shout out to DJ King, though.
DJ King, what's poppin'?
Oh, me.
Yeah, it's been great on this show, actually.
Good looking. I mean, because you know what I'm saying? Me being me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an average citizen, bro. Like, I'm not really too much into the politics, even though I probably should be in. So it's always good to have you, you know what I'm saying, on my show to enlighten not only myself and my co-hosts, but
definitely
the those that tune in. Because you definitely put some game in our ear that,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put that me up on shit, because I'm also like an average senior citizen, too. But it's like, I'm not really up on the politics myself. I try to enlighten myself as much as I can. But a lot of times it sound like a bunch of bullshit to me. I mean, I'm not going to say it's bullshit, but I mean, I don't understand it. So there's times I'm falling on an ignorant ear. So thank you for coming through and enlightening us.
Yeah.
Yep, welcome.
No problem. Hey, so, hey, and his, Biden's, vice president, what's her name?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, like, how you feel about her?
As for Kamala Harris, I mean, she put thousands of people away for weed charges. That makes me a little bit upset. But that, other than that, that's the only thing I have on her.
Damn, that's crazy, right? I definitely heard about that. And who's the vice president? Pence is still the vice president for Trump.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But your buddy, the governor, was the governor of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
And that's why Indiana goes so hard for Trump, too. I was out there not too long ago, and there were signs that said, we support Trump, and talking about if you step on our property, you get shot, and all types of crazy shit. I'm like, whoa, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch out, especially being from other areas of life. Like, you gotta watch out in these certain areas, because, yeah, they go hard for Trump.
I swear to God. Hey, and what's so crazy, though, like, I don't even remember no one going that hard for Bush, though, the way they go hard for Trump.
That's true.
Like, people will beat the shit out you if you disrespect Trump in a Trump rally.
Hell yeah.
They will.
I swear to God. That is the real shit. Motherfuckers will beat the shit out you. But, like, it's the same thing. Like, but and how you feel about what these musicians now co-signing Trump, from Kanye West to Lil Wayne? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I think it's more of like a stunt just to get more money, sort of like how rappers will have beef with each other, but now they made millions of more dollars. I think it's just the same thing.
Publicity stunt.
Yeah, people just want to make that money.
Yeah, because like, I seen Lil Wayne's picture. Lil Wayne looks so lost.
He's a fucking lame, boy. Real lame.
Like real shit. Like, he don't know who he stood next to.
He was probably high.
Real shit, going on some lean or pop the pill.
Chemicals from his hair is eating at his brain.
I swear to God, he snapped. Shout out to Lil Wayne's hair, though.
Shout out to all three of them braids. All three of y'all.
All three of them.
Look like a damn tree.
I swear to God, G. And faux pop, though. Like,
remember back in 08 when all the girls would be like, oh my God, Lil Wayne's so sexy. That motherfucker was ugly back then.
Nah.
Weezy F. Goldberg. Whoopi F. Goldberg.
I swear to God, hey, you stupid. But nah, but Buddy always been popped, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
even on the block, it's hot days and shit. I used to tell my brother at the end of the Juvenile video, all them dudes is under the same record label. He's like, no, they not. He showed Lil Wayne ugly ass in the high video at the end and shit. All you see is one shot of Lil Wayne big head ass. I was like, they with him in that record label. He's like, man, that kid don't look like he rap. He ugly as hell.
Yeah,
and then he came out with the Block Is Hot album. I'm like, see, I told you he was with them. I told you he was part of their label.
But I don't know. But Wayne, in his own rights, though, is going to go down as the GOAT, though.
He's going to go down in history. I ain't doubting that. But he an ugly-ass motherfucker.
Real shit. But like, hey, because, like, real shit, hey, God forbid, something happened to Wayne, niggas going to go crazy.
That's like, true.
Imagine how the trap going to be when Gucci died, though.
Hey, I swear to God.
You have grown men that sell drugs and kill people crying.
Real shit, hey, go Jeezy too. Jeezy gonna have motherfuckers fucked up in the head.
Oh, little fofo, I miss Gucci, man. Gucci. I ain't crying for my grandmama, but I cry for some goddamn Gucci, man.
I swear to God. Hey, what's the call of two, though? Hey, it's gonna be hard. Like, if Jay-Z die, or, hey, Beyonce die,
Beehive.
Hey,
Beyonce guys, they're gonna lose their minds.
All the beauty supply stores in America gonna go up. skyrocket.
I swear to God, hey, she gonna have her own holiday. She gonna have, you know what I'm saying? They gonna honor her. That they gonna fuck around, put her on a dollar bill or something.
Yeah, they would.
Like my the Beehive, hey, that's somebody you do not want to disappoint. The Beehive, the Nicki Minaj peoples too.
The Barbies.
Yeah, they go deep. They go hard for Nicki.
Shout out to the Barbies though, but I used to sleep on Nicki, but she's sexy as fuck. Nicki Minaj, if you are listening, that don't man won't you?
Hell no, I heard her pussy ain't real. No, I'm just lying.
Would it be the first time I stuck it as a plastic pussy?
Damn.
I'm fucking with you.
Damn. That shit made in China. You snap. Who are the plastic pussy?
I'm fucking with y'all, man.
Fuck got that. What was that one Barbie? My size Barbie?
Fucking sex style and shit.
You snap.
It vibrates. Oh, what is the your pussy vibrate?
This nigga eating blow up down pussy. That's
man, don't be talking about blow Safine like that.
Easing out.
Shout out to Smith Express Show. We had fun over here.
That's crazy though. Damn.
I can make fun of myself, goddammit.
Motherfucker sucking titties on a blow up down. Easing out. You went crazy. Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's an honor to have you guys on my show. Shout out. Hey, what King at? Put King on the phone.
You're right here.
King, what's cracking?
DJ King!
We see the building. What's the deal?
What's cracking? What's cracking, G? What's poppin'? What you got going on, my G?
Nothing. Just 20 minutes smoking.
Hey, that's what's up.
Metal Man in the background getting his smoke on, too.
Like Metal Man.
Yeah. Smoking that good ganja.
What happened?
How was the podcast? What you thought about it?
It's dope. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all definitely did its thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely did y'all thing.
This definitely wasn't a boring topic.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, Cali Bud the best, man.
Cali Bud, yeah. Shouts out to that Cali Bud. I had some come in about 3 weeks ago or something like that. I had some of that. We got that good OG right now.
Hey, shout out. Come on, G. Hey, we probably be talking about politics. Y'all talking about drugs.
Shout out to the smokers, man. This is what I'm voting for. Who gonna legalize it?
It's already legalized, ain't it?
Not all the way. It's still loopholes in the shit, but yeah. Shout out to my the ones that indulge. Anyways, let's get back to these politics.
Politics, you stupid. But now, hey, King, how you feel about the politics? Are you paying attention to it?
Not one bit.
On me. I swear to God, fuck these niggas.
We got two clowns running for president, man. Not one bit.
I don't look at it like this. Who you going to vote for? Racist or racist light? Like, diet racist, like, with low carbs, you know? One's out front and open. The other one kept it secret and got exposed.
Man, whoever legalized weed quick and got my vote.
Yeah.
That's real shit. That's real shit. Shout out DJ King, man. Shout out Cam. Hey, where y'all at? Y'all in LA, right?
In the heart of downtown right now. Literally standing outside a building smoking and on the interview, guys.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's what's up, man. Hey, it's crazy. What? And y'all got to wear a mask heavy out there, too, or no?
To be able to go inside a store, yes, but outside in public, not that much.
Yeah, motherfuckers out here. Hey, some of these bitches look better with their mask on.
For real, though. They take it off. They look like a different
person. Looking like a whole different person.
I swear to God. Full
look like a Hulkamaniac.
I swear to God. Full look like a whole rest, like, real shit. Like a G-Unit member.
Bitch got a fucking mouth like fucking a No Limit album cover and shit.
A real politics right here.
Real shit. Hey. DJ King for president.
Yeah, vote DJ King.
2021, I think I should really be president.
Real hey, shit, go G. For it. Real shit. Cam too, man. Hey, what would y'all do if y'all was president? What would change?
I'm freeing everybody that went to jail for weed. That's my first thing if I ever do become president.
Hey, that's what's up. What about you, G?
Man, I'm going to put the death sentence on all the pedophilias. All the pedophiles. Fuck them motherfuckers. It'd be a better world without them.
For sure. For me, if I was president, it'll be Smith books for everybody.
Smith books for everybody.
Real shit, and if you don't read Smith books, you got to get locked up. You gonna go to jail
for you don't read Smith books, I got two words for you. Suck it.
I swear to God.
Go grab them.
Oh, me. What about Kim? What would you change if you was president?
Killer.
Well, if I was president, I mean, I'm going to push weed to be legalized in every state. Everybody got to... Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do a little... stimulus strike, but instead everybody gets a free ounce, you know?
Damn.
Hey, y'all, we some fucking weed heads over here. All we keep talking about is just weed and who gonna legalize this shit.
Hey, Trump didn't do nothing that we legalize it?
He did, but it's not legalized in every state. He pushed, you know, go ahead and let them get the green light.
It's not legalized in Indiana, is it?
I don't think so.
Damn. Well, it's only legalized in a handful of states, though, right?
Yeah, and here it is legalized, but the thing is, it's loopholes. They can still try to lock you up if they want to. If it's not in a jar, it's with intent to sell. So make sure you have your shit in some type of jar or whatever. Keep your shit. Yeah, if it's sealed in one of them bags that you get from the dispensary, it's all right. If that bag's open, though. It's just like riding around with an open bottle of liquor.
Hey, that's crazy.
And now in Illinois, they also have like a breathalyzer where they could see if you were smoking weed. So you driving the car high, operating the car high. If they want to, they can make you blow.
What happened?
They out there real hard on you.
Hey, I swear to God, G, it's real out here.
Thing is, Illinois is a cutthroat city.
Illinois is a state.
Yeah, fucked up state. They call Chicago the city. Yeah, they call Chicago the Windy City for two reasons. I mean, yeah, it is windy, but another reason is like a subliminal thing is a shot at the politics out here. They say that our politicians and everything is full of wind. Our the way we handle the government and everything out here is full of wind.
True, I agree.
So that's another reason why they call it the Windy City. It's kind of like a metaphorical subliminal diss.
Damn.
You ain't never knew that, did you? But yeah,
I never gave a fuck. That's why I'm from Smithville, United States.
And he didn't make his own fucking hometown and shit.
I saw the guy. But shout out to Chicago, though, man.
I'm from Small Village. Little Village? Nah, motherfucking Small Village.
He said Tiny Village. You stupid, G.
I'm from a small village. I can't afford to live over there, man.
You stupid. Man. But shit,
shout out to Small Village, though.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Small Village, man. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep you guys, though. You know what I'm saying? About? It's definitely an honor, though, man. We're going to definitely do it out some more. Hey, King, hey, did y'all hit up, buddy, so we can get that Mexico shit popping, too?
Let's go, bro.
We want to wait.
Bad.
We getting it popping in Mexico too.
Real shit. So you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all my mamacitas
that can't read. No, I'm just lying.
Hey, Mexico. Smith books for everybody.
And they can't read for shit.
Hey, they gonna learn Smith books for everybody.
I swear to God, G. But shit, hey, but I'm gonna definitely hit y'all up though, G. Right after this, I'm gonna shoot y'all a text. All right.
For sure.
Cam and DJ King.
Shout out. Cam and DJ King, my niggas, G. Hey, look, we definitely gonna slide out of LA, G. We gonna definitely kick it, G.
We gonna be out there. Y'all put us up on some chicken and waffles and some good weed.
Big Roscoe.
Hell yeah, shout out to Roscoe.
Real shit, G. Hey, we gonna definitely get in tune, G.
Just tapped in.
I bet, yo.
All right.
Yo, dope interview. Shout out partner Cam. Shout out to DJ King. You know what I'm saying? Definitely enlighten us about the politics, the pros and cons of today's presidential race, Biden and Trump. Who's good? Who's bad?
Definitely put us up on some game, because to be honest,
I ain't no shit.
I don't give a fuck about politics. I stay away. One thing I say, I try to stay away from three conversations. gangbanging, politics, and religion. And
titties.
Nah, we talk about titties in Smith Express. Yeah, that's those three things I don't talk about. Fucking politics, goddamn it, gangbanging, and motherfucking, what's the other one? Religion.
Oh, yeah, because the religion, too. Religion,
you strike a nerve with people, yeah. So man, I try to stay away from them things, but you know what? I fall on the ignorant ear sometimes. Sometimes I only hear what I want to hear. That's but, real. You know, thank you for coming to the show and
shout out Cam. Shout out DJ DJ
our
Cam.
Our viewers, yes.
Real shit. Most def, though. Hit, you already know what it is. Smith Express. Got partner Nethel, man. Got the partner Nethel, man.
Struck.
Yeah, now you have it. We out.